You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Andy
and Sarah.
Good Tuesday morning.
Yes.
I had to look at the screen to remember what day it is.
I thought it was Friday.
It's not. It's Tuesday, February 20th. And some great topics today. Going to learn about the new Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty in Washington, D.C. today. Excited to talk about that. And new curriculum, confirmation catechesis curriculum from our friends over at CPH. Excited because we get to talk with the editor. So we really get to the heart of what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting this program, for supporting the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO. Find them on the underwriter section, in the underwriter section on KFUO.org. Look for Concordia University, Wisconsin. In studio with us this morning, Martha Mitka. She's Director of Campaigns and Special Initiatives for the LCMS Mission Advancement. Martha, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you in studio this morning and talking about the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty. This is an exciting new endeavor for a number of reasons.
It is. It's really our opportunity to create a permanent Lutheran presence in Washington, D.C. to combat issues facing the church regarding sanctity of life, from conception to natural death, biblical views of marriage and religious liberty.
Hmm. And speaking of Washington, D.C., what better voice to connect with, person to connect with in Washington, D.C. than our friend Carol Tobias with the National Right to Life Committee. Good morning, Carol.
Hey, Andy. It's great to be on with you this morning.
Always a pleasure to have some time talking with you and learning about your work and having a voice in Washington, D.C. Carol, tell us about your work with the National Right to Life Committee.
Well, National Right to Life is the largest and oldest pro-life organization in the country. We have an affiliate in each of the 50 states with about 3,000 chapters of people just working within their communities to make a difference for those voiceless little babies and for the elderly, those who with disabilities who are maybe being threatened with assisted suicide or euthanasia. And it's an amazing group because I love all the people. They are trying to do what they can for those who can't help themselves.
Carol, what kind of advocacy work does National Right to Life do across the nation?
We focus mainly on legislation and education. We want to change hearts and minds of people so that they understand unborn children are human beings and need to be protected. And then, of course, we work in the legislative arena because we need to change the law in this country so that those babies can't be killed by the abortionist, you know, willing to take the money to do that. And, of course, if we want to pass the bills, we have to elect candidates, pro-life candidates, who will vote for those bills, and we have to get a president who will sign those bills or a governor who will sign those bills. So we kind of see it all as working together. We need to change hearts and minds, but we need to change the law.
So then, Martha, why is it so important for the LCMS to have a voice in D.C.?
Because we feel so strongly about the scriptures and everything that we have been taught regarding life, marriage, and religious liberty, and why those are important to us. You know, it's been interesting to be able to kind of see this from the ground up. You know, we really kind of started working behind the scenes. We had a great partner with Timothy Gagline, who's a member of Emmanuel in Alexandria, Virginia, and he really helped us to kind of form what the center should look like. He wrote the white paper on it, and it was a great demonstration to the LCMS as to why other church bodies are asking us to be there.
Carol, why is partnering together, why is collaboration important, especially in our nation's capital?
I think the more voices we can have in Washington, just the more effective we will be. The Catholic Church has been there for a long time, and they are a big voice in the country, and members of Congress listen to them. The Southern Baptists have been there quite a while, adding their voice. And I think when you add another strong voice, like the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty, that just kind of makes the members of Congress realize, they have constituents in their state, in their district, who really care about these issues. So with this new center coming to Washington, that just reminds members of Congress that there is a large segment of their population, their constituency, that really cares about these issues and wants them to focus on them.
Tell me about how you've had an opportunity to connect with Dr. Seltz, the executive director for the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty, and others, to what you envision for these partnerships.
Well, I was thrilled to be able to have National Right to Life host a reception in Washington last week. Actually, it was a week ago today, to introduce Dr. Seltz, and of course President Harrison was there, Martha was there, to introduce them to some members who are active already in Washington and let them get to know that, you know, the LCMS Church wants to be an important voice in the discussions that are going on, and let's give them a chance to meet Dr. Seltz, because he's the one that's going to be working with them and adding a voice to the debate. So it was just, it was a great opportunity, I think, and I was, like I said, thrilled to be able to do that, to host the event, so that, you know, people would know that the Lutheran Church has a strong position and they want to add their voice to what's happening.
Martha, how is the LCRL going to help us stay informed about these really important issues?
Sure. So this is actually two sides of the same coin. We have the Free to Be Faithful Education and Awareness Initiative that happens through the LCMS, and that will continue on going forward. And there is quarterly newsletters that go out that talk about some of the current issues that are facing the church and how we can address those. And then you've got the LCRL in Washington, D.C., that its primary purpose is to encourage the people that are already there working in D.C., encourage members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to look at the possibility of working in vocation, whether it be in Congress or Synod or as a staffer on the Hill, as well as educate the church at large and advocate for these three issues that we're so passionate about in our church body. And you can find out all kinds of information on the Facebook page at Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty. They also will have weekly Bible studies. There'll be a Monday Bible study that is more theologically based, and then a Friday Bible study that will be more a focus on Two Kingdoms doctrine and how we can apply that to the work that we're doing every day.
Outstanding. Carol, can you share with us a story of how having a voice, advocacy in our nation's capital has made a difference? Where have you seen the work that you do with National Right to Life or other organizations that take a stand for these important issues? Where have you seen that make a difference? Maybe a personal story or a story of something that's happened across the country.
I think our strongest position is to just work with those elected officials who are being torn, you know, both directions. Of course, the pro-lifers come in, they have these strong convictions. They want to protect babies. They want to do what they can to help people. But they are being battered by other people in their constituency who don't agree with that position. You know, we all know that most of the mainstream media is on the other side. And we need, you know, I think just adding the voices collectively so that we are so large and so loud that it helps to firm up the support and give courage to those members who are voting on, you know, in some districts, you know, this might be a tough issue. But I think it's just providing that support and that strength and that encouragement so that they keep fighting. You know, they're the ones that actually get to push the button, yes or no, when legislation comes up, you know, in the executive branch or in other agencies, you know, in the government. There are staffers who can make decisions to go one way or another. And when they know that they've got support because the people who agree with them are encouraging them and, you know, pushing them to keep moving forward, I think that's where our strength lies.
Martha, this is the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty is obviously going to make a difference for those who are working in D.C. As you shared, the way that it'll be a resource for those in D.C., especially those who are a voice for these issues, for life, for religious liberty, for those issues. What does this mean for me, the guy back here in the Midwest, in Missouri? What does this mean for the farmer out in Nebraska? What does this mean for our friend out in L.A.?
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that we don't take into consideration very often. You know, sometimes we live in our own little worlds and we think we're safe in our communities, but there is legislation happening even at the local level. You know, we've heard of things here in St. Louis where they've tried to push things through that would require, you know, church bodies to provide non-gender specific bathrooms, for example. All of those issues that come up are hitting at a local level. We just haven't experienced them personally yet. And there are people that are, you know, we've seen multiple Supreme Court cases in just in the last 2 years that have addressed these issues specifically on, you know, what are we as Christian citizens, you know, two kingdom citizens allowed to do to defend our faith and to defend our conscience. You know, Martin Luther had said that to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. And, you know, to be forced to go against your conscience is not what we agree with, not what we believe. So as members of the church body, we will see things happening more on the local level, and it will trickle down to affect us in a way that will affect our faith and be the way we can witness. You know, our ultimate goal is to bring people to Christ, to share the gospel with them, and we can't do that if we're limited in our voice.
Our guest today, Martha Mitkos, Director of Campaigns and Special Initiatives for LCMS Mission Advancement. Martha, thanks so much for sharing with us about the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty.
Thank you, Andy.
And Carol Tobias, National Right to Life Committee. Carol, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to have some time with you here on KFUO.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Next up, Confirmation Curriculum, Catechesis Curriculum with our friends over at CPH, Pete Jerkin and Lisa Clark. Always fun to talk with them.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO.